Let's read together Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 34. Now, in this section of Luke chapter 12, the Lord warns his followers about greed and materialism and promises his followers that he will provide for them so that there is no need to worry. Let's begin by reading verses 13 through 15. Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Let's begin our study of this portion of Luke chapter 12 with some background notes. In verse 13, we see that someone in the crowd called out, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Now, we are not told the details of this case, but it's obvious that there was some family dispute about the will, which, by the way, is not uncommon. And maybe some of you here this morning have had or will have a similar experience. It's often been said that where there is a will, there are a lot of relatives. Notice that our Lord's response to the man was not that the man should be ashamed of himself for thinking about the family will, or that the man did not have a legitimate concern. After all, family wills are important. In his answer, the Lord essentially told the man to take his case to the proper legal authorities. And then the Lord used this occasion to warn his disciples and those who were listening about the dangers of greed and covetousness and materialism. Notice that verse 15 says, "And he said to them," not just the man, but he said to them. Now, in the first section of Luke chapter 12, we saw that the Lord used the hypocrisy of the Pharisees as an opportunity to teach his disciples about avoiding hypocrisy and about being courageous in their testimony. Now, here in this section of Luke chapter 12, the Lord uses this occasion of the man in the crowd concerned about his family's will as an opportunity to further teach his followers about important matters in the life of a disciple. The Lord's use of these occasions to teach, by the way, is a good practical lesson for all of us. Look for golden opportunities to teach biblical truths. Let's move now to our doctrinal points and see what the Lord taught his disciples in this portion of Luke chapter 12. So, doctrinal point number one, those who build bigger barns will be disappointed with temporal loss. Those who build bigger barns will be disappointed with temporal loss. Verses 16 through 21. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." In verse 15, the Lord declared that life does not consist in the abundance of the material things we possess. Now, do we really believe the Lord at this point? You know, most of us are materialists to one degree or another. I've often said that I don't care what kind of car I drive or what kind of house I live in, but I want the latest and the best skis. So I'm a materialist in that area. And that does come under the Lord's warning in verse 15. Beware of every form of greed. So I need to be careful. And we all do. Now, if we did not have the Lord's comments on this man in the parable, we might think that this man was thinking and reasoning as a good business person. Verse 16 says that the man's land was very productive. He was a good farmer. Nothing wrong with that. Why not expand and build bigger barns? Wouldn't we have reasoned the same way? It seems so logical. We don't want to leave our grain and our goods outside and unprotected. And why not take early retirement? Verse 19, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and play golf. That is, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 19. Does this kind of reasoning sound familiar, even to Christians? Well, what does the Lord think about such reasoning? He called the man a fool. Not just wrong and off the mark, but a fool. That's strong language. Why did the Lord call this man a fool? First of all, the man was presuming that he would live for many years. In fact, he only had a few hours left. The lesson for us is obvious. We have no idea how long we will live. Furthermore, the man could not control his wealth in the future. Verse 20, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? Not just in the immediate future, but in the years to come. You know, the same is true today. We may think we have it under control by our wills, but think long term, not just one generation. Will that money be squandered or used for wrong purposes sometime in the future? You can't be sure. The man's basic problem was that he left God out of the picture. Verse 21. Let's read that verse again. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So the man's basic problem was that he left God out of the picture. The man was not rich toward God. The implication, especially in view of verse 33, was that the man should not have been building bigger barns, but should have been giving his profits to the Lord. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And the same is true for us. Now, in the next few verses, the Lord assures us that we can put the Lord first, even in the area of material things, because he promises to meet our basic needs, and we don't have to build bigger barns. Those who build bigger barns will be disappointed with temporal loss. Doctrinal point number two, those who seek kingdom values will be delighted with eternal reward. Those who seek kingdom values will be delighted with eternal reward. Verses 22 through 34. Luke chapter 12, beginning now at verse 22. Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In view of the context of this section of Luke chapter 12, the Lord is saying in verse 33 that instead of building bigger barns for yourself, give it away. The proverbial rainy day is already here for many. If you give your treasure away to the Lord now, you will not have to worry about loss in any way. And not only that, you will have treasure in heaven forever. And your heart now will be properly focused on what's really important. But you say, what about my needs now? Don't worry. The Lord will take care of our basic needs. In verse 22, the Lord commands us not to worry and gives us several reasons why believers don't have to worry. Number one, we are more valuable to God than the ravens. If God takes care of the ravens, which are scavenger birds, He will certainly take care of us. Number two, worrying doesn't help. You can't add time to your life by worrying. Number three, we are more important than the flowers and grass of the field. And if God makes these natural plants beautiful, will He not provide for us? And number four, the Lord knows our needs and will provide for our needs. Verses 30 and 31. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Notice the prerequisite in verse 31. Seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. So if we make God's kingdom a priority in our lives, not only will our temporal needs be met, but we will have unfailing treasure in heaven. Those who seek kingdom values will be delighted with eternal reward. What about practical application from this portion of Luke chapter 12? Don't use Luke 12:24 as your excuse for not working. Don't use Luke 12:24 as your excuse for not working. Verse 24, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? We saw in our last talk on Luke chapter 12 that we should not use verses 11 and 12 as an excuse for not being prepared. Well, neither should we pull verse 24 here out of context and use it as an excuse for not working. Our Lord's point about the ravens was that if God takes care of these scavenger birds who don't work, how much more will He take care of us because we are more valuable to God than birds? The point of this verse in no way justifies laziness and not working. In fact, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 says that if anyone will not work, let him not eat. So don't use Luke 12:24 as your excuse for not working.